Welcome to Jay Sekulow Weekend, your source for the latest news, information, and insight for the legal, cultural, and political issues that matter most. Now, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
We've been going throughout Europe and the Middle East over the last 5 weeks. I will tell you that this war with radical Islam is now pronounced more than ever. There is an attempt. Are you ready for this, folks? You're not getting this out of mainstream media sources here. The Organization of Islamic Conference, the Organization of Islamic Conferences, this is all of the Islamic countries. It is the largest international body next to the United Nations, second largest in the world. They have proposed a bill. You ready for this? Called the defamation of religion, which sounds very palatable, but in reality, it will make the proclamation of Christianity a crime internationally. And it is called, this organization has called this the defamation of religion, a prohibition on the defamation of religion, but it's a very, very sinister aspect. When Justice Scalia wrote just 2 weeks ago that America is at war with radical Islamicists, he hit it right on the head. That's absolutely correct. And you're seeing this pronounced more and more. Headline article in the United Kingdom main newspaper, The Mail, quote, schoolboys punished with detention for refusing to kneel in class and pray to Allah. And then the Lord Chief Justice of the House of Lords and the courts in England has said that Sharia law should be applied in a number of circumstances. Now, the protest on about that has been extreme. How would you react if a court in the United States said Sharia law, Islamic law, was going to apply to the courts in the United States? And how would you react? And do you agree with the fact that America is at war with radical Islamicists? And what about this idea of criminalizing the proclamation of Christianity? People are in jail right now as we speak. Why? Because they had a Bible in a Muslim country, or they met with two people and prayed, and that's a crime. Our phone lines are open for you. We're in Strasbourg, France, but our phone lines are open for you around the country at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. America at war with radical Islamicists.
I think we need to make sure everyone understands how big this organization is. Again, coming right from its website, the Organization of the Islamic Conference is the second largest intergovernmental organization after the United Nations. It has membership in 57 states spread over four continents. It has 57 Islamic member states from the Middle East, Africa, Central Asia, the Caucasus, the Balkans, Southeast Asia, South Asia, and two countries in South America as well. Something people don't usually realize is that there are two Islamic countries in South America, and you have to be Islamic to apply to this organization. It even turned down India because of not enough of a percent of its population, and it's wealthy. That's why other places like India want to join with huge GDPs. These are all the oil-rich nations in the world. One of those nations has an annual income, average income of over $60,000 a year. So this is a major player, but don't try to believe, if you look this organization up, the moderateness of this website. Look at who the members are. Countries like Iran calls Palestine the state of Palestine, which we know we've had those debates, but Palestine's not a state, calls it that on its website, has members like Iran, does not... things about terrorism. I mean, there's a lot of troubles with this group.
Not only a lot of troubles with the group, but folks, you need to understand something else. We're having a meeting here, and we've got some of our Washington, D.C. senior staff in. We've got our international staff in. One of the people making a presentation today made this statement, that there is a religious struggle, a spiritual battle going on that has a religious component to it. It's a religious struggle between Christianity and Islam for control of the world. And that is when you're traveling around, that's what you see. Now, folks, in the United Nations, as we speak, they have a proposal, this Organization of Islamic Conferences, the Islamic countries, to make the spread of Christianity a crime, and that's before the United Nations. We want to respond and respond aggressively. We've got a petition. Now, this is very bold, folks, but I need everybody listening to go to your phones right now. Very bold proclamation, a petition protesting to the United Nations this proclamation, this defamation of religion law by these organizations of Islamic countries. So what we need you to do right now is you go to your phones. We need everybody that's listening to stand up against radical Islam trying to make Christianity illegal. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. Let me give it to you again. It's 1-877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Again, you go to your phones right now. Stand up against Islam. 1-877-989-2255.
Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of Islamic Countries at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Justice Scalia says we're in a war with radical Islamicists. We're in Europe. We've been going through the Middle East and through Europe. We've been to Switzerland, Germany, a number of other countries, of course, and our offices here in France. And I will tell you, this war with radical Islam is getting a whole new dimension. We've uncovered something, folks, in the United Nations that is, we think, sinister. It's this, quote, defamation of religion action, which is an attempt to basically make an international crime out of trying to, quote, convert somebody from their religion or to speak against another religion. The only example of a religion they give, you guessed it, Islam. They want to stop the spread of Christianity. As one of the people we just met with said, there's a great struggle going on in the world right now for control of the world, and that's between Christianity and Islam. Now, Christians, we don't believe you control it by, you know, physical force. Islam, unfortunately, especially the radical elements, do. On top of that, some of you are saying, well, isn't there this international, within the United Nations, Universal Declaration of Human Rights? Yes, but what you don't know, and this is why we're bringing this information to you, is that there was a meeting last year of the this Organization of Islamic Conferences. Jordan, that is, how many countries is that? And listen to this, folks. It's a staggering number.
57 countries, four continents. It includes the Middle East, of course, but Africa, Central Asia, the Caucasus, the Balkans, which is Europe, Southeast Asia, South Asia, and South America. So, of course, again, it's important to understand this is a wide-ranging group. I'd actually encourage you to look at their website. They have colored in a map of everywhere they are. And another important thing to mention is that that Russia has observer status with the organization.
Yeah,
so
that's a,
working hand in hand.
Yeah, ominous sign that Russia has got observer status with this group. Anyways, they have decided that they want to modify also, in addition to getting this defamation of religion action passed, they want to modify the Universal Declaration of Human Rights recognized by the European Union, the United Nations, which a lot of these countries were original signatures on. They met last year and signed what they called, and it's been in play, they've been meeting on this over the last 15 years, but they now have the Cairo Declaration of Human Rights in Islam, which states that all rights are subject to Sharia law and makes Sharia law, that is Islamic law, the only source of freedom for rights for human beings. This Cairo Declaration is a clear challenge to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and other international norms, making Sharia law the only applicable basis for human rights. Now, Sharia law says if you're an infidel, you get killed. I mean, that's what Sharia law says. So here's the difficulty. Here's the dilemma. We've got to engage this and engage it on a significant issue. I want to know from you, do you feel that this threat from radical Islam is significant, isn't impacting the United States? Folks, 3 weeks ago we saw it in Texas. a small school district on the outside of Dallas, Texas, had a group called CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations, in the schools without parental consent. We just reported to you in the UK, students disciplined for refusing to kneel in class and pray to Allah. We've got a report that we've been giving you on some of the commercials you're hearing on the broadcast about Christians being imprisoned for carrying a Bible in these Islamic countries that are talking about the way they want to redefine human rights. And now they want to make the spread of Christianity a crime. If you're outraged about this, and you should be, you call us right now and add your name to a petition. We're sending this right to the Human Rights Council of the United Nations. We think we've got to take direct action on this, and we need to speak with a loud voice. We're going to get back to the Fairness Doctrine in the weeks ahead. But folks, this is urgent right now. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. If you want to take a stand against Islam and radical Islam spreading, then this is a way for your voice to be heard. Because the United Nations, as a non-governmental organization, which the European Center for Law and Justice is, we have the right to have our members respond to a move within the UN. And this is a move within the UN. And we need they need to hear from all 50 states. And some of you listening to us online from other countries, feel free to call us as well. It's that important. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org to sign this petition of protest, lodging with the Human Rights Commission of the United Nations. It's a very bold move, but we think bold action is necessary. We've got calls coming in. Let's go right to the phones.
Scott's calling from Texas on line 4. Scott, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, I'm calling in. It sounds to me like this organization that you're talking about is predominantly, I mean, it speaks for a great number of Islamic countries. And I guess my question is it really a radical Islamic issue, or is this just an Islamic issue? I mean, let's call a spade here. What's the radical tag? It sounds like this is, an organization which speaks for Islamic nations everywhere.
Well, the one thing is the Islamic organization is the sponsor of this defamation of religion, which would define you if you speak out against religion, if you propagate an opinion contrary to Islam, it becomes an international crime. That's what they're promoting. So that is, to me, that's a very radical agenda item. And they dress this up. Don't be surprised here. They dress it up. But we've submitted a 12-page brief, which, by the way, is posted on the website at ACLJ.org and our European website at ECLJ.org as well. But it's a very radical approach. Of course, you know they're anti-Israel. They're anti-Zionist. By the way, they have anti-Zionist fundraisers right here on the televisions in the European Union. You see it right on TV. It's really unbelievable.
It is. And I think I want to go through, again, member groups. Of course, we talked about the exact number, but places like Sudan have been given memberships to this group.
Yeah, that
Sudan.
Tells you something.
Now, we know what's been going on there. You look at places like Iran. Iran right now is considering a law that makes apostasy, which is leaving the Muslim faith, mandatory punishment by death.
Mandatory.
That means this UN resolution, if it passed, is a death sentence for anyone who converts from Islam to Christianity, and even those who talk to or are already Christians, who talk to anyone in these states. It gives those states the right, without violating human rights law, to punish people with death for talking about their faith.
Is Algeria a member of the Islamic Council? Or are they applying for membership now? And the reason I ask that is there's a report that we've gotten today. By the way, we're uncovering all this and bringing it to the attention of government bodies, that two Christian men who simply converted from Islam, which, by the way, the move of the Holy Spirit is significant. We got a report today from our friends at Open Doors. There's a lot of people coming to faith, a lot of ex-Muslims coming to faith in Jesus, which is the most significant thing here. These two converted from Islam to Christianity, and the fact of the matter is they were put in jail. The reason, quote, distributing documents that aimed at weakening the faith of Muslims. That's what part of this is. Now, I don't know if Algeria is part of this or not, Jordan. You've been looking that up. What's the status with Algeria?
They've been a member since 1969. I think it's very telling to see who these countries align themselves with when you really look at this group. Any country who would stand by Sudan and let them join their organization, and Iran and others, can never say that they're moderate, can never say that they want to work with the West, and cannot even discuss human rights. But understand what they want before the UN, folks. They want a human rights legislation that would allow the execution of people, killing people, because of their religious faith.
Folks, we need to speak out to this in one loud voice. I want your opinions. If you want to talk to me on air with a question, it's an easy number to call, 1-800-684-3110. But if you are outraged by what Justice Scalia calls America at war with radical Islamicists, and you realize that they're trying to make internationally the proclamation of Christianity a crime under this defamation of religion prohibition that they want to put forward within the Human Rights Declaration. By the way, they basically would be amending the Human Rights Declaration, which protects freedom of speech. Then your voice needs to be heard with tens of thousands of you. Going to your phones right now. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. I want you to speak out with me to the United Nations saying we're not going to be basically run over with a bulldozer here by the Islamic movement, which is what's happening, and under the guise of this organization of the Islamic countries or conference, as if that's some kind of palatable sounding word, as is the combating the defamation of religion. By the way, all the human rights rapporteurs with the United Nations have come out against this proposal from this Islamic organization. But folks, it's the second largest international body in the world. And you're hearing it right here on this broadcast, and we're glad these stations are carrying it because of the outrage of what this is.
There's a lot of diversity, too, within those groups, but it tells you their overreaching goal, even when they disagree on religious issues, that they've come together to form this huge organization. Let's go to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, Joe's calling from Washington on line 2. Joe, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, I think we need to stop, just like the last caller said, we need to stop calling this radical Islam. This is Islam. And the radical Islam is just making it seem like all of Islam's okay and the religion of Islam can be rehabilitated and there's only a few things wrong with it or something like that. But stop calling it radical Islam. It's Islam.
Well, I was quoting from a Supreme Court opinion there. This is what the Supreme Court Justice Scalia said. He's the one who said America is at war with radical Islamicists. So that's what I'm referring to there. I'm quoting directly from him. But the fact that that's in a Supreme Court case tells you the nature of this conflict and how serious it is. I'm asking you this question. Do you view us in America or globally in a war between Christianity and Islam? How do you view it? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, do we have time for one more call?
Yeah, we have time for one more call. Michael's calling from Colorado on line 4. Michael, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Michael. Very quickly, please.
Yes, how you doing?
Great.
Good. What was the question again?
Michael, I'll tell you what. We're going to come back to you in a second because I only got 1 minute left here, so I've got to get ready. And, folks, here's what I want to encourage you to do. I just mentioned to you the scope of what we've got here, and this is very, very important for people to understand. We're uncovering this information. We've been on a tour for 5 weeks. We've been throughout Europe, throughout the Middle East, but in the border of Lebanon, the border of Syria, and this war with radical Islam is picking up dimensions you cannot believe. Jordan, you were just in Geneva. It was a huge impact. You need to tell people what happened there, but also let's let people know how they can sign up to take a stand against outlying Christianity at the UN.
If we don't start working on this, folks, the second largest intergovernmental organization in the world is going to be the biggest intergovernmental organization in the world. These countries, these 57 independent countries with lots of disagreements, have come together in an organization which is about to rival the United Nations in strength, power, economically, socially. Folks, you've got to take a stand here. Don't let the death penalty be the sentence for those who want to talk about their faith. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number to join this petition. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of Islamic Countries at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
it's one of the most popular Christian radio shows on the air. And ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo takes your questions about the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Let's go to Anna calling from California on line 6. Hi, Anna.
On the broadcast, Jay provides you with the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms.
We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution.
Now, there's a new and easy way to get the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. You can now send Jay your questions and comments via email. Just log on to the ACLJ website at aclj.org, and under the radio section, you can send Jay an email question straight to our radio studios. We want to hear from you. Send us your email questions. It's fast and easy. Send your email questions now. Simply log on to the website, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms.
How about a law that makes it a crime to be a Christian and a crime to promote Christianity? That's what the Organization of Islamic Conferences, that's what they're trying to do within the United Nations. By the way, who are they? The second largest international body within the United Nations, exercising unbelievable influence, which makes sense when you start reading the reports we're getting from around the country as we've been investigating this issue, including two Christians in Algiers arrested in jail still. What was their charge? Distributing documents that aimed at weakening the faith of Muslims. That was pro-Christianity. These were two evangelicals. They had Christian books on their possession. That was a crime. They're in jail. So that's in Algeria. In, let's face it, you've got a series of situations going on right now where even in England they're talking about imposing Sharia law on Muslims. That some Muslim extremists have decided that's what they wanted, and that's being promoted. At the same time, in our office, while we had the meeting, folks, I'm going to read you a portion of this email. We got an email. I'm not going to give you the full name of the person, but I will tell you their first name. My name is Adan, born in Syria in 1981 from Muslim parents. I had in Syria a strict Islamic education. I lived there till I'm 19 years old and traveled to the United Arab Emirates in January of 2001. I came to the Christian faith in 2003 and was baptized in Abu Dhabi Evangelical Church. It's a particular church. He is now seeking, his wife as well became a Christian in 2003. They're seeking asylum in the United Kingdom, and the United Kingdom, Britain, is, ready for this, folks, sending them back to Syria. Now, Syria, which we were on the border of the border between Syria and Israel just a week and a half ago. Syria, of course, another one of the, Jordan's looking it up right now, but I believe they're another one of these organizations as part of the Islamic Conference, and they are promoting their positions and including, again, if you're a Christian, it's a crime. Punishable by death. They say all human rights comes out of Sharia law. That's the position they're advocating. So, folks, if you want to stand against not only what these countries are doing, like Syria and Algiers, but what this whole organization is doing, we need to take a stand against this Islamicist extremists that are trying to get this through. And unfortunately, it's not just the quote extremists. This is this whole conference of Islamic organizations, the second largest inside the United Nations. Not second largest Islamic organization in the United Nations, folks. The second largest organization inside the United Nations. This is a huge organization with a lot of power. Here's the phone number, 1-877-989-2255. We're lodging a formal protest against this defamation of religion law at the United Nations, but we've got to have everyone participating in this. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. A lot of phone calls coming in.
Joey's calling from West Virginia on line 4. Joey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Joey.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How can we help
Good.
You?
I guess the point that I would like to make is people like to talk about Muslim extremists and things like that, and I don't think every extreme is the same. I think that, generally speaking, the Muslim faith is a more violent one, and the penalty for being an apostate is death. And
go ahead, finish your thought.
You know, you're not going to do that. You know what I mean?
So, like, but here's the problem. They are saying that Sharia law goes forward and allows human rights law to only come out of Sharia. So that's the concern. But go ahead and finish your thought, Mike.
No, see, that's my point. I think we need to. I don't think there is a such thing as moderate is Islam. I don't think that there's such a thing. I think that the Quran is just a very violent text, and I think it needs to be nipped in the bud at the moderate level. You know what I mean?
Of course, if they're moderates, they're not even considered. Look, these Islamicists don't consider a moderate to be Islamic in the first place because they say that's not their true faith.
It's tough, though, when you look at this to figure out the difference between moderate. I mean, these are countries that have decided some that would usually go down as decent on human rights, okay with others, but they've aligned themselves with countries like the Sudan. Maybe it's economic. They're the ones that have to sleep at night knowing that they are partnered with a country, a state who is engaged in those kind of activities, places like Iran as well. These are not necessarily friends who are part of this group, but they've got an economic and religious benefit to it. But you have to understand what this law is. This law would make it these countries free to kill people, to execute them because they have a Bible without violating human rights law. That's what it would do. So defamation of religion in that country would be doing something like sharing your faith, going to a house church, going to a Bible study, just having a piece of a Bible verse. That's what those two men in Algeria had on them. Not even an entire Bible, just Bible verses, pieces of paper, a few pieces, and they were told that they were trying to distribute literature. In these countries, that is a penalty of death. They kill people over this. They execute them. It happens all the time in all these different states. And though all these states don't do it, they're all partnering up and they're all pushing this legislation.
Yeah, this Islamic organization that's formed within the UN, which has been around for a number of years, but now is getting big notoriety and is exercising big influence with this defamation of religion issue. They are trying to criminalize Christianity. That's what it is. I mean, you call it whatever you want, but they're trying to criminalize Christianity. That's what we want to stand up against. So again, if you haven't signed this petition, we encourage you to do so at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. By the way, a lot of information posted at ACLJ.org.
PJ is calling from Virginia Online 6. PJ, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, PJ.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
I was just wondering, you know, what would be the flip side? Like if, you know, Western countries came together in the UN and decided that if someone went from Christianity to Islam, that would be punishable by death. I mean, this is one of the only radio stations that I've heard talk about this, and I know that the outcry would be huge if the opposite were true, or even.
But Islam is off limits. That's the problem. You cannot talk. If you speak out against, you bring up a really important point, and that is, but you cannot speak out against Islam. That's what this whole UN matter's about. That's what Jordan's done the research on this organization. That's not, like I said, 47 countries. They are the forbidden topic. If you speak out against, in fact, there are European Parliament members that will not take a stand on anything to do with Christianity because they're saying Christians don't have real persecution, ignoring the fact that Christians are being in the Gaza Strip. We know it because we've talked to the witnesses, our staff have talked to the witnesses, have been beheaded because of their faith. This is an absolute tragedy, travesty, and should not be allowed. But you're right, if it was the other side around, it would never happen.
Let's go back to the phones. Lance is calling from New Jersey on line 5. Lance, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Lance.
How are you guys doing? I had a quick question. What I'm also heard, allegedly Barack Obama is saying that he wants to meet with some Muslim nations to kind of go over like a kind of like a peace treaty or something like that. Are these the nations that he's talking about meeting with?
Well, look, I mean, this is about every Islamic-based nation in the world, just about. And, Jordan, you've got the list there, and if you look at it, it includes even the so-called moderate nations.
That's right. Barack Obama talked about meeting with Iran. He also, I'm sure, wants to meet with moderate countries like Jordan and others on this list that you may not even identify, places like Malaysia. You have to – let me go through the continents, four continents and the different areas. The Middle East, that's obvious to people. Africa is less obvious. Central Asia, the Caucasus, the Balkans, that's both Europe – Southeast Asia, South Asia, and South America all have Muslim nations that are members of this organization to make it clear how big this scale is. But that is one of the groups that Barack Obama said he wanted to sit down with, and that's been a lot of criticism on the campaign.
Folks, I'm going to stay after and record another program, so if you've got calls, call and give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. How do you view this war with radical Islam, as Justice Scalia calls it? And for those of you that have just heard this information today, let me tell you, go to the ACLJ.org website. We've got a lot of information posted there, including our brief against this, quote, combating defamation of religion, which is, again, criminalizing Christianity. And that's in the United Nations right now being debated. Your voice needs to be heard on this. We encourage you to go to your phones, join with thousands of others, have your voice heard to stop what will be the criminalization of Christianity internationally if we're not very careful here. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. We're doing more research on this, Jordan, and we're going to have more information available towards the end of this week as well.
If you want to look up this group directly, OIC-OCI.org, that'll take you to the Organization of the Islamic Conference.
I'll tell you what we want you to do, folks, as we run out of time here. You go to your phones right now. Let's send a loud message to the UN, 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.